And welcome back to You Need to Know. Frank Knapp here on WGCV. I am very pleased to have in the studio with me Zoe Sanders. She and her father, Alex Sanders, have started a new law firm here in the Columbia area. And I thought it'd be interesting to talk to somebody who now is going to be partnered with her father and see how that's going to work out. Zoe, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So what's the law firm called?
The Sanders Law Firm of South Carolina.
All right. You, of course, are a talented and experienced lawyer in your own right.
Thank you. But
your dad, face it, he's got this track record, right? He's a former chief judge of the South Carolina Court of Appeals. He is the former president of the College of Charleston. He was a U.S. state senator. He's got a reputation, doesn't he?
He does. But I've been under his tutelage since I was 5 years old. Or more than that, 5 years old is just when I started to going to work with him every Saturday morning.
So you went Saturday, he took you to work, and what'd you do there on Saturday mornings?
I played on a typewriter while he worked and answered the phone.
Oh, that's funny.
I used to always say, finally, I said, Daddy, who are you talking to? And he said, I'm talking to clients. And I said, what do you do for clients? And he said, I help people. And so he would tell me a little bit about his clients. He'd say, well, today I'm representing a ballerina, and he'd bring me home a tutu. Or he'd say, today I represented a Native American, and I got a Native American headdress. So practicing law sounded like a really good thing to me.
That is a great story. That is wonderful. When did you come to the realization you wanted to follow in your father's footsteps?
I don't ever remember that not being a realization.
Really?
I always wanted to be a lawyer. And I have been practicing law for 25 years. But this is one of the first opportunities I've had to practice with him because he's been really busy.
well, as I noted at the top of the interview.
Right. And now he is a professor at the College of Charleston, where he had been the president. But he also had a law practice, and I decided to go in with him.
Well, that's great. Now, by the way, is he going to move from Charleston up here?
No.
He's going to stay in Charleston.
Yeah, I've got to have somebody cover us in Charleston.
Okay. All right. And you don't want him to be bringing you gifts from representing your clientele. So tell us about the type of practice you're going to have.
Well, we do criminal work. I also represent professionals that have licensing governed by LLR. So, for example, if you have a nurse and somebody has made a complaint about the nurse's treatment or anything she's done wrong within her profession, mm-hmm. I defend those cases against the licensing board. I also represent the hospitality industry on alcohol licensing and protecting that very valuable alcohol licensing. Along those same vein, I handle dram shop cases.
As people out there are going, dram shots, what's that?
Dram shop is a term used for cases that are brought when somebody drinks at an establishment, a business establishment, and then causes injury as a result of alcohol consumption. A dram was just a small glass, and a shop is a business, a shop. And so a dram shop, it's a term from England from a very long time ago.
And you'll be representing which sides of those cases, or both sides?
It depends on who's hiring me. But typically our practice is plaintiff-oriented. Mm-hmm. Some of the other things I represented are administrative law that really don't fit into a category of either plaintiff or defense work. But most of the practice will be criminal and your typical plaintiffs, an individual who is against a larger corporation. I mean, I've been at a 600-person, 700-person law firm now for 25 years, and I'm very much looking forward to representing people instead of property.
Wow. So what were you doing at the law firm?
Well, some of the things that I'll do now, but reverse sides. In addition to the practices I've already mentioned, I do denial of disability benefits and health care benefits when the benefit the claimant has, is through an employee-sponsored benefit plan, which there is Obamacare now, but still the majority of people get health insurance and disability insurance through their employer.
Right.
That's a very specific area of the law that's governed by a federal statute called ERISA.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very narrow area of the law, which I have developed a practice in, and will continue to do that. But this time, I'll be representing the people whose claims have been denied.
So, and I've always wanted to ask this question of a plaintiff attorney. Mm-hmm. Why are the attorneys representing the other side, the ones who are they're defending their clients, usually a larger business or some larger institution? Why do they always grow so big? You just said you were 700 people there. You never see a plaintiff attorney's firm with 700 people.
Well, there are larger plaintiff's firms, but it is true that's very much counter to what we have in South Carolina. They don't get quite so large. But the reason is because the profit basis of a defense firm is based on the billable hour. And really, there's hardly enough hours in the day for one person to make any profit by having only the billable hours of that one person. So when you have a defense firm, what you have is a tower or a pyramid of people working in large billable hour quantities, and that's the profit center.
Interesting. So the large defense firms basically have to have a lot of attorneys billing a lot of hours because they're getting paid per hour. And so the profit margin is small per attorney.
Well, it depends on how much you charge per attorney.
Okay.
Sometimes they can be more. That depends.
Okay.
But the general idea of how a large defense firm works is based on, so far, based on billable hours. There are clients, corporations that are demanding different fee structures than billing by the hour for what you may see as obvious reasons. Uh-huh. I mean, it's an unlimited amount of time. And part of the reason clients claim is because it's in the better interest for the law firm to bill more hours, which is often not maybe the same interest as their client's interest. And it presents a tension there that has recently become, I say recently, in the past 20 or 30 years, which has caused these larger corporations to ask for different fee arrangements, maybe a combination of billable hours and a reward if you manage the case more quickly. There's all kind of alternative fee structures.
Interesting. And of course, from the other side, you're the plaintiff attorney. You guys don't usually get paid unless you're successful in getting some type of financial benefit for your client.
That's correct.
So there's no conflict there because your client knows that you want to get as much as you can because you're going to get a percent of that.
That's right. As a plaintiff's lawyer, you have more of a personal stake in the case. And I say that in every regard. It's not just money. There is a stake that you feel as a plaintiff's lawyer when you sit there and talk to an individual about both of you succeeding. Now, I'm not suggesting that defense lawyers don't feel the same way, but there is more of a feeling of representing a small individual where both of you win financially. And after all, I mean, if somebody's been harmed, there's no way to undo the harm.
Right.
What we have in the system in the United States for justice is the paying back of or paying of money. So we really don't you can't undo somebody's harm, generally speaking. You do that with paying money.
Mm-hmm.
So as a plaintiff's lawyer, because of the financial situation of paying only if you succeed, there is of a more feeling of having a stake in the mm-hmm. case.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, congratulations on that. We have a lot of good plaintiff attorneys in the state.
We certainly do.
And now you guys are going to be another one. What's it going to be like now flipping your allegiance? You were doing a lot of defense work, and now all of a sudden, boom, you're on the other side.
Well, and I've always been interested in criminal work. Can you say why it's difficult? If it is difficult, I started out as a prosecutor and then became a criminal defense lawyer. Now, as far as switching sides go, I have a respect for both sides. You need good lawyers on either side to make justice happen eventually, which should be the end goal. My father says you always ought to change careers every 7 years. He's done a better job of that than I have. I was a prosecutor for 1 year, and then I was a defense lawyer for about 24. So as a matter of life experience and what I want to do with my career now. I just want to represent individuals and help people as much as I can. I've learned huge, complex cases for large corporations, right. And it's my prerogative and my ability to represent individuals, both in criminal and civil.
Well, I'm talking with Zoe Sanders. She is now the partner with her father, Alex Sanders, in the Sanders Law Firm here in Columbia, brand new. One thing I never ask an attorney is, what's it like starting a brand new law firm?
Having come from a firm that had 600 people and all of the complications on the business side that come with that, having my own office is one of the most wonderful things I've ever done. I enjoy it. I enjoy every part of it. I enjoy keeping the books. I enjoy coming in the office every day where I get to walk off the street and into the door as opposed to going up two elevators in a parking garage. Great. I don't have the view that I had before, which I could see all the way to Lexington County from because I was on the 16th floor of my previous firm, Nelson Mullins, which is a great firm. But it's very exciting to create something. A long time ago, Claude Scarborough, who was one of the founding members of Nelson Mullins, or at least Nelson Mullins as it exists today, did a great thing, and I'm looking forward to doing the same thing on the other side. It's very fun and very exciting. And frankly, the main reason it's fun and exciting is because the business I'm creating is a profession, and it's being a lawyer, and it's what I've always wanted to do.
It's a small business.
It is.
Yeah. So you got to do all the things. You got to wear all the hats that every other small business owner wears.
That's right.
And also be the principal deliverer of the service.
Mm-hmm. But one thing I like about that is I have complete control over it. Whereas having come from a large corporation, I trusted everybody who was controlling everything and didn't necessarily understand every minutia of every detail. There'd be no person that we had, an accounting department. We had massive amounts of staff. And I really, so far, very much enjoy being in control of all of it. All of it.
And it's got to be a relief now that you do not have to keep every 15-minute track of the client you're working for.
Yeah, that's nice. 0.16 minutes is very much
I've never understood how an attorney who bills like that by the minute or 5-minute intervals actually can do anything and then keep his little log on the side.
Well, when I started, you did it on practically a steno pad with carbon paper under it. Now you enter it in a computer and you put if you really want to know the details, you put a timer on your computer.
That's always mind-blowing because I get wrapped up. And all of a sudden, I'm supposed to keep track of what I just did. I'm on a phone talking. Also, I'm switching gears and switching hats.
Well, you develop a skill for it. And there are certain cases now, which every lawyer, if you're going to be a business, is going to have to keep track of how much things are costing you. It does feel different not to enter at point one at a time. I can, but it's a different feel. No question about it.
Wow, that's great. Zoe, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. And best of luck to you and your father. And again, you're open for business. How does somebody find you?
I am at 1513 Hampton Street, and my phone number is 803-960-3109.
Do we have a website yet?
Yes, it's www.alexsanderslaw.com.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks, Zoe. Thanks for coming over. I appreciate it. Please tell your father I said hello.
I will.
All right, very good. All right, we're going to